7:50 at KMJ. Good morning. I'm Tony Maness, joined by Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. Good morning, Gabe.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, so you're going to juxtapose one against the other, California's high-speed rail versus Texas high-speed rail. Tell us about that.
Right. There's some similarities, but there's mostly differences. So our reporter, David Castillon, took a really deep dive on the project in Texas, which I till recently, honestly, didn't even know they had something going on over there. So our system is supposed to go from San Francisco to Los Angeles. That's a distance of 520 miles. Takes a little less than 3 hours is what they say. So the Texas system is going to be half of that. 240 miles between Houston and Dallas, and theirs is going to take about an hour and a half. You know, Texas, at least in that area, is mostly flatland. California is going to have to tunnel through the Tehachapis and Pacheco Pass. California's system was first projected to cost about $39 billion, and that's when voters passed Prop A in 2018. 10 years later, that number is just under $100 million. So obviously there's something going on with the cost projections there. Texas's project is expected to cost $12 to $15 billion. So the biggest difference and the most significant difference here is who's paying for it. In California, funding has come from Prop 1A dollars, the state cap and trade funding, federal money. But the theme here is government, or essentially taxpayer funded. In Texas, a coalition of private investors say they're footing the bill. And so they're looking at opportunities to develop property near the three planned stations. But there's a lot of skepticism in Texas that this project could be viable. And it could end up that there's some foreign investors who could come in and foot much of the bill and along with that own a good chunk of that system. Texas believes they can finish their project by about 2024, whereas by 2026 or 2027, you know, so a ways off, they're hoping that California system could be running, but from San Francisco to Bakersfield. So that's not the full 520-mile San Francisco to Los Angeles system. So those are some of the big differences there. And, you know, by the reporting that we did, a lot of people in Texas think that their system could run into a lot of the same issues that ours is here in California. So we'll wait and see what happens there.
Awesome info there, Gabe. Thank you. Now, we're all excited about the Fresno Grizzlies. They clinched a playoff spot over the weekend, and you have other good news for us about the Grizzlies.
Right. It's the second time since 2015 that they've reached the playoffs, and of course they won the AAA National Championship there. When they go into the playoffs next week, this is going to be the first time that they've done it under new owners, which is a joint venture between a father and son team of Ray and Michael Baker and a guy named Jim Kofus. They have their work cut out for them. Attendance has slipped steadily, you know, from 458,000 in 2015 to just about 361,000 so far this year. So let's hope, you know, as they enter the season that they could get some people out to the ballpark. And, you know, they have a lot of projects going to get people out there. So best of luck to the Grizzlies in the playoff season.
Yeah, we all like a winner, Gabe. And the playoffs start next week in El Paso. Games 3, 4, and 5, if necessary, will be here in Fresno. Thanks, Gabe. Always great talking to you, buddy. You have a great week, and I guess we won't talk again for 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, looking forward to it.
Have a nice Labor Day weekend.
Me too.
Gabe Dillard from the Business Journal. You want more info on these stories and others involving business here in Fresno and the Valley, pick up a copy of the Business Journal.